Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Bra. Come along.
Once again, that's 516-418-5805, and we will be glad to be able to answer any questions that you have. Of course, we have our chat section open, so I'm going to go ahead and get things started in there, but feel free at any time if you want to join in, if you have a question, if you have a comment, you have a concern, you feel like there's something that maybe wasn't answered in a proper manner, you can feel free to reach us through there, and we will make sure that we get an answer to you ASAP. Thankful to be here on another Saturday. We're on here every Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. That's New York time or Eastern time or Standard Eastern time, depending on how you look at time. And we're excited to continue some conversation that we've been having here. You know, I try to let people know that I kind of, if you want to think about me, I kind of am Black nationalism meets the kingdom of heaven. To those who don't understand that, just stay on long enough and you'll be able to get a good vibe and a good comprehension of what that is, you know, and how we're going about that. But thank you for being on and just talking about some specific issues that are going on in the community. And we want to talk about different things that are going on as far as leadership That's something I've been listening to today. I was actually listening to some sports stuff and some different things this morning. Been up for a while and was just trying to get a pulse on certain things. Been on TikTok, been on YouTube, been listening to other people's radio shows. And one thing that I had come to find out is that lack of leadership is something that seems to be plaguing us. I haven't really spoken too much on it just because, you know, with all the things going on, you know, you don't want to come off as insensitive, or you don't want to come off as not paying attention to what other people have going on. You don't want to deny or block other people's leadership or leadership styles or goals. But I have noticed that it is kind of difficult to be able to speak on a movement, to be able to speak on where we should go next, to be able to discuss what options we have when we don't really know who to turn to. And I think we are kind of living in cognitive dissonance, if we just be honest. We're living in a lot of cognitive dissonance where we have people who are, you know, telling us that we need to have a movement, but in telling us we don't need any leadership at all. And so who do we turn to? That's really the big question right now. Like, who do you turn to right now? If you don't have any need for leadership, right, then how does your organization flourish? Who does what in your leadership? I mean, in your organization, especially not even as far as who's the leader overall. Who are the people who have leadership position, per se, right? So you have a lot of lack of leadership positions because people are so quick to do the whole American, we're against monarchy, even though people forget that in capitalism, he or she that has capital are the monarchs. So you have kings and queens in capitalism. You have people who are in charge. You have people who are telling people what to do each and every day. And yet, for some reason, we're trying to pretend like we don't need leadership in a movement that we have. So we're very stuck right now because we're trying to tell people that there's no need for leadership, while at the same time dealing with people who have leadership and have plans, have goals, have systems in place, et cetera. And so if these people have had systems in place, have had leaders in place, and continue to utilize the advantage of having leadership, why shouldn't we? And then the question becomes, who is our leadership? Who are we going to, you know, who are we going to make it a point to say this is who we are under? Who are we going to make it a point to say this is who we're willing to follow? When are we going to do, you know, when are we going to do that? When are we going to follow somebody? We have been really missing out as far as leadership, and that's what's really causing a lot of your chaos and your confusion. A lot of chaos and confusion is being caused by the fact that, once again, we do not have leadership. And so without leadership, what are we going to do? And forgive the noise today. We have a little bit of noise. I am outside. But we're going to go, you should be able to hear me fine. If not, just let me know, you know, call in or put it in the comment section or whatever, and we'll try to remedy that. But need a little bit of fresh air, been a little under the weather. But, yeah, so, you know, who is going to be our leadership? And who is willing to do what it takes to be our leadership? Who is willing to do what it takes to make sure that we get to the next level of leadership, right? Are we willing? And so there's a lot of questions that have to go in there. You know, there's a lot of things that we have to start talking about. We have to start asking. We have to start looking for because there's people who are, you know, we're in a situation where you've got to have strong organization. And every organization needs to have leadership. Every organization needs to have people that are willing to pull their own weight. Every organization needs to have camaraderie. Every organization needs to know if stuff happens, who do we go to? Who do we turn to? Who are we depending on? And what has happened with many of us is that we have not a clue as to any of these, right? So we have all this stuff going on. We have all these people who are saying that they are, you know, you have all these people who are saying that they're willing to help or do whatever. You have all these people who want to do things, but we have nobody to turn to as far as our leadership is concerned, right? That is a big problem. That is a big problem. But, you know, like it or not, no matter who you agree with, whether you're a Malcolm person, Martin person, or both, If stuff went down, you knew that you could go and depend on somebody, right? We knew this. It wasn't a doubt in our mind. If something went down, Malcolm X was the leadership in this in a particular organization. We can go to him, or if we couldn't reach him directly, there was a number we could call. There was camaraderie. There was no doubt. There weren't multiple people vying for that position. Matter of fact, that's one of the reasons, if you remember, that you have some of the issues that happened between him and Elijah Muhammad, is because that you had other people in leadership position who kind of wanted what Malcolm had. And so you had a lot of letters that were actually being written back and forth from those people. And Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X actually thinking they were coming from one another, when in fact it was people messing up the chain of command, right? So there's a lot of misunderstanding. Even how do you get to a place to where people who were that tied in one to another, how did they get to a place of infighting? Well, you had a lot of people in leadership positions who did not like the fact that Malcolm was getting the respect or the results or whatever that they felt that they were supposed to get, or they didn't like the fact that he was talking about black nationalism too much or whatever it was, right? Lack of leadership causes things to go awry. But even during that, for the most part, we can say that the leadership, it was pretty easy to see. If you wanted to get to Malcolm, if you want to get it to Elijah Muhammad, et cetera. Nowadays, if you want to get to Minister Farrakhan, there's a certain chain of command. There's a certain way you do so. And you look to him towards leadership with his organization or with his group, right? The same thing can and should be said for us when we're talking about leadership in the black community. So, and one of the things that we can't do right now, like if we're looking to Sharpton, no offense, but if we're looking to Sharpton, Sharpton's not going to be the one to get it for us. If we're looking to, if we're looking to Kanye, no offense, but Kanye's not going to get it for us right now, right? If we're looking to, Obama or to Kamala Harris or whatever, no offense, but they're not going to get it for us right now, right? Like, if you're looking for production, you're going to have to go to people who are producing or in a leadership position. And what do they mean for us? What does that even mean? What is that what does that thought process even get us, right? How does that move us or guide us to what we're trying to get to, right? We have to begin to look at these things and say, who is going to lead us? It's a terrible place that we're in where we don't have leadership. Say what you will about Martin Luther King Jr. or whatever, but there was leadership. There was a way to go. There was a way to respect. And we're missing that right now. And so since we're missing that right now, of course, we're going through a lot of hurt and frustration and anger, et cetera, because we are not able, like if something happens, we don't know who to run to. We just listen to a bunch of people argue, yell, speak, maybe say the same words, but nobody is leading us. Nobody's saying, here's the next step. There are some people that will get together and have a protest, but after that, what is the next step? We don't know. And that's a huge issue in our community. We don't know. When you don't know, right, when you're unable to say this is what our next move will be, then we're in a situation where we're not going to be able to do too much, So here we are in a terrible situation because we don't know what to do. We don't know how to handle these things. We don't know who to listen to. Is it important to listen to somebody? Do we even know? Do we even have places we can go to figure out what these people have been doing for years, for decades, right? We have not a clue. So when you hear, like, I'm going to put some names out, and these are even some of the people who have passed away. Some of you may know who I'm talking about. Some of you may not. But look at a Frances Cress Wilson. What do you know about her? Do you know about her background? Do you know how she got involved in the struggle? Do you know who some of her disciples are? Are you a disciple? Right? Do you know about Dr. Amos Wilson? Do you know the things that he put out? Do you know about his value of economics and Afrocentricity? Do you understand who he was? Do you know about Dr. Neely Fuller Jr.? Do you know what he's taught as far as coding and what we can do as far as the organization, as far as our coding together? Who do you know about? Right? Do you know about even some people that are out there now? Right? Do you know about Anuv the Poet? Do you know about Anti-Blackfish Club? Now, these are names online, but do you know about
consciously, right? Or consciously speaks on IG, on Twitter, on Insta. I mean, on Facebook, on TikTok, on YouTube. Right, like these are people that are out there already that are fighting against oppression, that are trying to do things. But even in that, I would be honest, and some of these people are my friends, right? I would still honestly say after that, do we call them leaders? See, there's a big deal. We're missing a lot because we're still not calling people, or we're still not able to communicate and say these people are actually our leaders, right? So out there, can any of you tell me some leaders? Can any of you tell me some leaders? If you want to call in and give me some leaders, some people that are actually not just on the front line showing up from time to time, not just lending their voice or, you know, that's great. But I'm talking about, can you guys give me some leaders, right? And to do so, if you'd like to call in, if you don't want to do so in the chat section, if you'd like to call in, feel free to call in at 516-418-5805. That's 516-418-5805. Also, too, while we're taking this quick break to do a little bit of advertising, let me also remind you guys that if you would like to go to NS Fatherhood, that's NS Fatherhood, N is in Nationals, S is in Saving, then Fatherhood, nsfatherhood.org. If you'd like to go there, you can feel free to reach out to us as well at 1-800-903-2096. You can reach out to us once again at 1-800-903-2096. And from there, you can actually find out information about the show as well as helping us out, United as Fathers, helping finding out ways that you can help to donate to make sure that we can get to father, to help out with fatherhood, et cetera. Also, too, we want to make it a point to let you know that you can, in fact, get on when you come on this show, when you call. We're going to have it set up soon to where you might be able to get some merchandise as well. So we've got Kofi Speaks sneakers and Kofi Speaks, you know, shower curtains. We've got all types of a plethora of different things, shirts, et cetera. And everything that you do, it helps us to be able to grow at nsfatherhood.org to be able to make sure that we're helping fathers. We're helping fathers with classes. We're helping fathers or people who are not yet fathers even be able to learn some things to grow. We're helping, you know, people out in our community. We're helping, you know, fathers who might be down on their luck, and there aren't that many programs that help fathers. Even if the fathers are married or whatever, usually a father has to stay out on the street while the family or the children, the wife and the children, et cetera, while they are able to, you know, be allowed to be taken care of. Usually the father has to find a way to kind of make it out on his own. So we're trying to help and support and help create and nurture, you know, good programming. And but to do this, we do need some finances. So we have had some people that have helped us out with that, and we thank you. And for anybody else who would like to continue by helping us out, helping us to help fathers, we would love to be able to have your help and use it to do great things. So so we're appreciative of that. We also want to take time out to remind you about our brother King Cam, who has a show on Mondays and Wednesdays. So we want to go ahead and give you some information on that real quick. Let's go ahead and just play a little promo that he has for you.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, so that's King Cam. He's got a radio show, Midnight Oil. His show is on every Saturday, and we hope that you guys tune in. Our show is on every Saturday. Excuse me. His show is on every Monday and Wednesday. Sorry about the noise, guys. I'm trying to get a free space, but it's difficult sometimes. You got to do stuff from home. Sometimes we're dealing with coronavirus. But his show is on Mondays and Wednesdays. They start at 10 o'clock p.m., and he's got some great stuff going on. We've been having some callers calling in and some people tuning in at a high level. He's doing big things. Got a little bit of smoothness to him. We'll give you some music to listen to and also make sure that he marries it in with some history going on. So feel free to check him out. Once again, those are Mondays and Wednesdays, and we thank you in advance for checking them out. For now, as we continue on with what we're talking about, so leadership. So we're going to talk about leadership. I want to provide, I want to give you guys a little bit as far as how leadership goes. One of the things that happens with leadership, people don't really comprehend. When you're talking about leadership, there's many different styles and many different ways of looking at it. But if you're going to be someone who's dealing with leadership, the best way that I can describe leadership is that you have to be somebody who is a leader over your environment. So a lot of people don't want to lead their environment. A lot of people want to let their environment, you know, be all over the place. But then when your environment's all over the place, you can't lead. So it's very interesting. Like, people will have fights. I notice that a lot of fights happen when people say, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, especially when you're dealing with couples. And you can't really have fights without first dealing with the environment, right? So if you live in an environment where everything is all over the place, where you don't know what you're going to do from day to day, where you don't know if you're going to be able to function, you don't know what the condition of the house is going to be, you don't know what the condition of your mental stability is going to be, you don't know if you're going to actually, like, you know, some households, I know that there's even fighting that goes on with simple stuff like, oh, we don't, or like, for example, you might have certain fighting that goes on in households where, oh, I didn't know so-and-so was coming over today. Well, you know, whatever, I don't feel I need to tell you, whatever. Like, uncertainty sometimes, those are all environment issues, right? And if we're going to produce leaders, leaders have to first lead environment. Your personal environment, what is it that you believe in? How strongly do you believe in it? Will you defend it? Are others willing? Now, watch this. Are others willing to come into the environment as well? Because the environment is something that's not just created for you, but it's big enough and it's strong enough to be created for others. You know, that's one of the biggest issues that happen. And a lot of times, environment is one of the things that we're dealing with that's actually the worst. You know, we're trying to deal with environment, but nobody has created an actual steady environment, right? So, of course, you have a lot of people who are having issues and fights and stuff like that, but because your environment is messed up. So, you know, like for me, I can tell you, for me personally, it's really hard for me to deal with certain things environment-wise because I am somebody who does a lot of micro stuff, right? So when it comes to micro, the way I see things, I look at small details and put them together. However, a lot of people, they look at macro details, right? So if you have an environment and the smallest of things change, like, constantly, consistently, then I'm not really able to engage. I'm not really able to be at my best. I'm not really able to be as thought-provoking as I can be. I'm not really able to do enough with my conversations that I would like to be able to do, because the environment is one that messes with me. Once again, I'm looking for a lot of structure. I'm looking for a lot of people to be able to tell me, plain and simple, like, this is what we do, and the next day, this is what we do. We do the same thing. And even if we can change or move around or move about or whatever, it's still going to be based heavily on the same stuff, the same mindset, the same passion, the same time frame, right? And when things start changing for me personally, I have a hard time. Now, think about Black Lives Matter or Black Lives Movement, however you want to look at it. Think about that same thing. Can we say as a people that when people are lining up to help us, that we have an organization that every time it's time for us to do something, it's the same way and the same time frame with the same mindset? Can we say that with the same certainty? Right? That maybe you could say that about, you know, once again, about a Black Muslim organization or about certain churches, right? Even if you don't like what the churches stand for, at least they're organized, right? So you know what I'm saying? Like, can we even say that about our own families? Our own families are in such disarray now because somebody has told us that we don't have to, you know, or because somebody has told us that we are same. I don't know what is it I'm looking for. We're not as of the same. What is it? Forgive me. The word's not coming to my mouth. We are not. Because our schedule had to change because we are sick because we're not at the same schedule, the same thing. We have to change a little bit. Now people are saying I can't be around my family. Now I'm having fight. Now I'm having frustration. Now we don't get along. Now this is the worst time ever. And the difference is that you didn't have an environment, or the problem rather is that you didn't have an environment that when differences came up, your environment could hold those things in. It was very small. It was very myopic. It was very unfocused. So, you know, people will say all this stuff about environment or about things going on and about leadership. But if you can't lead your environment, if the environment changes every single day, right, then the environment is no good. And that's what a lot of us are stuck on right now is we're stuck in environments that are no good because they change every single day. Right. And so Black Lives Movement happens and every day, every protest, it changes. We don't have a plan that takes into account police officers will jump bad with us. What are we prepared to do legally? Even if we have to make sure that we form a militia. What are we prepared to do? What are we prepared to do legally? When the president of the United States says, I'm going to go ahead and start bringing people in, right? I'm going to start bringing military members in to be able to go ahead and do serious damage. Or we're going to, you know, what do you do when police officers are allowing militias to come in and help them? But they'll kill somebody if they want to say that there was a possibility of there being a knife inside a car. They'll shoot them in the back 7 times. What has your environment done? What have you set up? Where are our leaders then that say that not only is it good to make sure that we say some things afterwards, but we're proactive. We already have activities set up. We already have an environment in mind where when things happen, we have a place to go. We have ways to protect ourselves. We have ways to defend ourselves. You know, what about our women that are being killed and being hurt and being arrested and having to go through being torn apart, not just out on the front streets, but also, you know, or in the front lines, rather, but even every day at home because they're still dealing with stuff that we're not talking about that happens to them in the house, you know? So you know, what are the things we're going to do and present to ensure that those things are taken care of? We have to start having that conversation, right? With that being said, today's really not even that much to talk about, so I'm going to leave it there. Thank you guys for being on. I appreciate the King and Queen and each and every one of you. And I know we're a little short than usual today, but we'll come back with some other stuff. You know, on Saturday, please check us out. Once again, check out King Cam. He's going to be coming on Monday evening, 10 o'clock p.m. on this very radio station. So make sure that you check him out. Call in. He's got to mix it up with some music and some other stuff. And I look forward to being back with you next Saturday, as well as joining my brother Alfred on Thursday and getting into it as well. So much love, respect to everybody. Continue to do great things. Appreciative of you guys being on. And as always, I want you to remember that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, will be the reason why this world changes for the better. Shalom.